Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Joe's last day with us. Headed off to the Big Apple. Big stuff. So, side question of the day in honor of Joe came up with it. Just hit us with your all-time favorite side question. We've had some great ones. We have the Dom Time 2020 calendar ready to go. All right.
Can I turn everybody on Joe real quick?
Yes.
Joe, what's a better city, New York or Philadelphia?
Oh, New York, without a doubt.
Oh, my gosh.
Based on what, Joe? There it is, Joe. Based on what?
I would have admitted that 2 years ago if you asked it.
Yeah, but based on what, though? What's the criteria?
Well, to me, okay, picture New York, but without all of the other stuff to do besides drinking and sports, and you have Philadelphia.
Oh, come on. There's so much more heart in Philadelphia than New York.
Well,
yeah,
let's start where I live. Convenience, okay?
Yep.
The ability, we could be downtown Philadelphia right now. No, let's go right away to it. Let's go to the women.
Oh, boy.
The women just South Philly. You go to Passyunk and Mifflin. The first five that come along, put them in line. You have Miss Universe. Not Miss America, Miss Universe.
Yeah, but they're not going to date me, so what's the point?
Yeah, well, that's true, but that's up to you. But in New York, come on, it's substandard versus here.
No, I don't know. New York, you got all the chicks. You got all the gals.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, God.
The chorus line.
I expect him to at least pay her and say Philadelphia.
Is Anthony DiRenzo standing by there?
No, he abandoned me.
He can tag in at this point. This isn't going to go here. You know, the hatred we have over New York. Joe's revealing his true self. I think he's risking his status as the number one celebrity for Feast of the Seven Fishes this year.
Look, I like everybody affiliated with this show, and anybody who listens to the show, you're okay in my opinion. And the rest of you.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Now, speaking of New York, you know.
You're damaging my brand.
No, you did that. All right. Governor Cuomo, was on the Today Show this morning, and he was also on, I think, CNN, talking about who's to blame for letting people die in nursing homes. So let's start, Joe, with Cut 9. Your governor, since you love New York so much, defending tearing down statues. Now, last week he told us he couldn't see that with Columbus. He says it's a healthy expression of anger. Here's Governor Cuomo.
Do you agree with the president's guidance that cities should do more to protect monuments?
Yeah, I don't even know what the president's guidance is, Savannah, frankly. Cities are making decisions. The Teddy Roosevelt statue, I think it was less about Teddy Roosevelt, but the other parts of that statue. And look, people are making a statement about equality, about community, to be against racism, against slavery. I think those are good statements, and it depends, you know, can you overdo it? Of course you can. But in New York, I don't think we've overdone it. And I think it's a healthy expression of people saying, let's get some priorities here and let's remember the sin and mistake that this nation made and let's not celebrate it.
Who the heck? What in the world is... And Savannah Guthrie just sits there mesmerized. Hey, are you available after work today? God. So it's a healthy expression of anger and the original sin, and we can't forget it, and we're celebrating it. Now, this is the same guy, though, who allowed people to, not just allowed people to die in nursing homes, but along with Wrongway Murphy and Wolfman Hack and Rachel Levine, were putting people back in nursing homes. And they've never really been called to explain this, to drill down. What were you thinking? Why did you do that? Why didn't you not harden nursing homes, so to speak, when we know that's where the virus was? We wouldn't have needed so much of a lockdown, and more people would have been spared, right? I've given you those statistics. I don't know if I brought them with me here this sure, but the number of people over 85 in Pennsylvania that died was much higher than those under 45, that kind of thing. Just think about that. I mean, the stunning numbers that we have around this. This guy might be the perfect example of how in the tank the media is, both in bias and incompetency. So here's Cuomo defending the nursing home deaths in New York.
House Republicans are looking into New York's March 25th order that directed nursing homes to take in infected patients. This thing is not going away, sir. 6,300 people died in New York nursing homes. That is the most in this country. The more time has passed, the more your office has been able to look into this. Do you take responsibility for that order and the role it may have played in those deaths?
Yeah, the Republicans definitely are playing politics. They don't want to talk about how they are now handling this COVID virus. Yes, I understand that. And there are facts also, Stephanie. So let's look at the facts, right, rather than the political rhetoric. Yes, we had more people die in nursing homes than anywhere else because we had more people die. Because the federal government missed the boat and never told us that this virus was coming from Europe and not from China. And January, February, March, before they did the European travel ban, 3 million people came from Europe and brought the virus to New York. And the federal government didn't know. And the federal government and the CDC and all of them failed to handle this pandemic and warn this nation. So New York had more cases, more deaths, and more deaths in nursing home because that's who the virus affects. It affects senior citizens. We know that. You look at any state and they had a tremendous number of deaths in nursing homes. It's all a political charade, and it's an ugly one, frankly, to talk about a number of deaths and suggest there was politics at it. The number of deaths are still going up, Stephanie. Look at Florida, look at Texas, look at Arizona. Let them look in the mirror and say, you know what, we were wrong. We're killing people unnecessarily by this irresponsible, reckless reopening, and it's not working for the economy either. Those are the facts, Stephanie. There are still facts and truth in life, even in this political mayhem that this nation is in.
That is impressive. You know, if you're sitting right across, I'm picturing Dan as Andrew Cuomo. And I'm trying to stop myself here because I'm climbing up over top of the table to jump on him right there and say,
yep,
this is how we're going to settle, you thuggish, self-aggrandizing figure. You disgrace to Italians again. I hate to go there with the ethnic stuff, but yes, absolutely.
And the thing that bothers me...
The thing that bothers
me most, Dom, is no mention of the protests. Let's not make this political, but instead I'm going to make it political by redirecting every blame onto Republicans for reopening and still not mention anything about my protests.
Well, and what he did there is he has this reporter spinning because he goes into three or four fields at once to answer this that are all over the place. The central thing is here, blaming we didn't know about Europe. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean you didn't know about Europe? Who didn't see this with Italy and the like? So you wanted Trump to ban travel from the whole world at that point? No, Trump is right to crow about this. He banned travel from China way ahead of the curve because of the politics that are involved in this. And we still can't call it. We still are lectured. Now, calling it what he did in the Trump, he did the other day at the rally, stick with the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus. The points made, where it came from, don't let them dislodge that. Why do we need to know that? We need to know that because the Chinese covered this up, the Chinese government, big time, and continue to do this. So Cuomo here, and I have at least, because Cuomo is doing national stuff, Wolfman, Hack, and Murphy, rarely, if ever, get asked about this, and they don't get pinned down, and there's not a follow-up, particularly with Wolf. Or does Valerie Arcouche out there in Montgomery County? She's a perfect example. She's a doctor. Didn't you know that? She had one of the worst records on this. Why didn't she see that? What was it? And it was the fact that they didn't want to be accused of discriminating. You got to let people back in. We can just willy-nilly have people in nursing homes with COVID-19 rather than isolation. They made a huge mistake here, and some of it fueled by their own politics. And again, we want to blame Trump on this. Even beside that, just the arrogance of this guy and the spin and the pseudo-intelligence here. Yes, Dan?
Just got to make a footnote real quick. Just want to remind everybody that when Rachel Levin was made aware of this, she moved her...
95-year-old.
Yep, she moved her own parents to a private facility.
Now, that alone, the Philadelphia Inquirer, have they ever written an editorial on that? Have they ever drilled down on this at all? Has anybody ever gotten to the bottom of it? That even might be behavior that's libel at some level. It's malfeasance, misfeasance, or one of the feasances.
Yep.
95-year-old mother, he sends to a hotel and says, well, I had nothing to do with anything when she started to become aware of this. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Soon you'll be hearing from the Cuomos of the world, just like with Benghazi. Aren't you guys tired of that yet? That's yesterday's news. They obfuscate, they attack, they have the sycophants in the media go with them. And then after 6 months or so, they say that's a tired story. Why are we still talking about this? All right, I wanted to play from The View, if you excuse this, Sunny Hostin yesterday. I believe she's a lawyer. And she started to get to this. She says, those of us concerned that they're erasing history are really practicing revisionist history, particularly with the founding fathers. You know that that's what this is about, ultimately. Started with Confederate war generals. I'm not going to die on that hill. I get it. It's still history. Put something up alongside it that refutes it. I don't get crazed over some of these guys. You know, they were the Confederacy and all. It's not the Frank Rizzo statue. Yeah, that gets me. The mural even more. Columbus, U.S. Grant, and the whole list that's going on. Yeah. But the founding fathers, particularly Washington, now we're striking at the heart of what this is all about. It's not just about the Confederacy or anything like that. No, that's just the initial feat here. It's about getting at the founding of the country, the founding documents, and the need to change all that, and how this has been a fraud all along. That's what these people think on the left. It's a fraud. They're exposing it. As we come up on July 4th, this is a day of reckoning. July 4th can't be backyard barbecue, celebrating independence, saying how lucky I am. There would be the test of patriotism if you can't say, God, isn't it the luckiest thing in the world that I was born an American? Isn't that, if you can't say that, if you're mixed on that, something's wrong with you. You're not looking at objective evidence, even if it's not perfect, even if you feel you're not in as good of a position as somebody else. It's still the luckiest thing in the world. Here's Sunny Hostin laying it out, what it's really all about. It's about going for the founding fathers.
I think it goes to education, right? And I can understand why people feel threatened and uncomfortable about tearing things down, because if you've been taught your entire life that this is your history, that this is something that you should be proud of, you've been taught somehow that this is your heritage and you've been taught of your superiority, and that superiority is based on the alleged inferiority of others. There is a tension there. And unfortunately, again, it's this revisionist history that so many of us have been taught. And I think it really lies, the solution lies in education, because if you are taught that George Washington is not the person you thought he was, if you are taught perhaps that Roosevelt is not the person you thought he was, or Grant is not the person you thought he was, or General Lee is not the person you thought he was, I think you would think twice about having a statue of him up in a park or of him in your home.
Now,
and
we
so,
do have to go.
You know, it's based on all of us educating ourselves, well, and our government educating
us. Do you think, I am curious though, like if you saw, yes, like, are you uncomfortable with Mount Rushmore? And I'm genuinely just curious because my opinion is so juxtaposed clearly with the rest of the show, but like, Sonny, at what point do you think it is too much? Like, do you think that we should add someone to Mount Rushmore? Do you think we should be removing all of our founding fathers' statues everywhere? I'm just curious because again, I have a Teddy Roosevelt painting in my home, so I'm completely on the other side of this.
Well, I can tell you about, I mean, if you look at the history of Mount Rushmore, Mount Rushmore was...
We have to go.
All right. Let's break some of that down before Meghan McCain got in there. America, not exceptional. George Washington. What would Sonny Hostin tell us about George Washington? And when she says Roosevelt, not, of course, FDR and the internment of the Japanese. Oh, that has nothing to do with anything. Now, let's focus in on Washington. And America's not exceptional. That's what she was getting said. And this idea of educating. Have there ever been a more uneducated bunch of people? I'm talking about The View en masse from beginning to end that have a big audience, apparently. A big daytime audience. Just incredible. But that's what it's about. Not exceptional, this country. That's the fundamental thing. And we need to be hearing that more in the schools. Wait a minute. We're not hearing that in schools already, starting at the college level and working its way down into high school. What's being taught in your kids' school right now as we head toward July 4th, this semester, this past year?
We have a new hashtag on Twitter because of Sid. He writes in a new hashtag for Joe, hashtag Orange Menace. Says that our side question today should be the ways that Joe will be accosted in New York subways at his new job.
Yeah, you gotta love those subways, Joe. That's right.
And also, a D. Rossman 77 writes in, New York better than Philly, Joe. Don't let the door hit you in the
ouch,
butt on your way out.
Ouch. Yep. Okay. I'm sorry, I have a hot take on one thing, and I just get...
All right, Joe, we'll get to that when you sing what you're choosing to
sing. Boy.
This is going to be... There's going to be an uproar on Twitter.
Very controversial.
Yeah. Very controversial in the 11 o'clock hour.
Kimmel's not facing this much heat.
Well, speaking about that, I'm about ready to turn it up on... Oh, the darling of the politically correct crowd, Tina Fey, the Upper Darby... Darling, Philly.com reporting that Tina Fey and her 30 Rock co-creator, so she was the co-creator, Dan, I didn't know that,
yep,
not just the star, Robert Carlock, four episodes of their Emmy-winning sitcom that show characters in blackface are being pulled from syndication and streaming. The move, which had the support of the show's owner, Comcast NBC Universal, reported by Vulture.com, which said the episodes were being removed from Hulu and Amazon Prime, no longer available for purchase. In a note obtained by Variety, Tina Fey apologized for the use of, quote, race-changing makeup. As we strive to do the work and do better in regards to race in America, we believe these episodes featuring actors in race-changing makeup are being taken out of circulation. I understand now that intent is not a free pass for white people to use these images. I apologize for pain they have caused. Going forward, no comedy-loving kid needs to stumble on these tropes and be stung by their ugliness. Mm. I thank NBC Universal for honoring this request. The episodes being taken out of circulation are Believe in the Stars, Season 3, Episode 2, Christmas Attack Zone, Season 5, Episode 10, live from Studio 6H, Season 6, Episode 19, in which John Hamm was in blackface as part of an Amos and Andy parody, and the East Coast version of the live show, Season 5, Episode 4.
It's so stupid.
Tina Fey.
This is all, the entire point of the blackface in all four of these episodes was to point out the ridiculousness and mock blackface.
Well, I agree with you as far as I know about this, but it also was to further showing the comedic genius of Tina Fey. So what should be done with Tina Fey now?
Well, I'm really disappointed with Tina Fey's response, because I just wish there were more people like Bill Burr who would speak out. Like, this is comedy. This is what comedy is supposed to be. This happened less than 10 years ago, I think. I mean, 30 Rock is not that long
ago. Yeah, let's
ago.
See if we can get a date on that. The last one was season 6, episode 19.
So just speak out and be honest and be like, this is what comedy is. It's pointing out mockeries in society. It's looking at blackface and saying, that was absolutely ridiculous. Let's make fun of it. It should be okay to make fun of blackface.
I know. I'm in the camp that thinks you couldn't use it then or ever.
I don't know
why they thought they could do it. Like, no, because they're arrogant. They think they're doing it because their intent is on the right side. So, Dan, I get what you're saying. The only thing I'm saying is this. Intent is not a defense. She mentions that. What's the penalty for Tina Fey, though, versus the average person that is not insulated by all this stuff, including her politics?
There's not going to be a penalty for Tina Fey.
No, they're done.
No, like Howard. It's the same issue with Howard Stern
exactly.
and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Well, Kimmel looks like he's on the ropes today. And the point is, the average person is saying, there's no consistency here. If we are going to go after someone whose intent, obviously, like Drew Brees' intent was not to go after Malcolm Jenkins. Mm-hmm. It was to say, hey, I believe in honor in the military, and I think this doesn't work. What's happened with Drew Brees? Well, he's still on the team. He's made 10 apologies. His wife has said, as a white person, I have to apologize for everything in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be rocky. You know, when he go to training camp, they're going to be looking at Brees. If his numbers are down a little bit this year, they're going to be looking at Brees. So why is it a Tina Fey then can advance herself using blackface? And I get Dan's point. She was satirizing racism of a sort.
Yeah.
But I don't think even by the mores of that time you were able to do that. In other words, it's not edgy. It's something that...
Well, then I disagree.
But then don't be politically correct. And I don't want to hear about politically correct and mocking Trump supporters.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm completely... Yeah. That's the entire point of my point. This whole politically correct stuff is completely stupid.
Right.
It's literally the bastardization and the materialization of... That's what cancel culture of is this whole PC culture. It's
right. That nobody can live up to this.
Yeah.
But
it's all virtue signaling.
To me, this is the same thing with the Hollywood type saying... Defund the police, diminish the police, going after the police, and they have security guys with no necks carrying weapons. Mm-hmm. Bloomberg and people like that.
Yep.
They're not living the same way everybody else is. Everybody else would not be able to survive this.
Well, it goes back to even the whole wall discussion. Complaining about protecting ourselves with walls while being...
CNN has put up a giant wall around their studios in
Atlanta. Just the hypocrisy and double standards is incredible to me.
That's the thing that drives this. It shows you when you cannot be consistent, it tells you the premise is wrong. So the premise of a lot of this stuff is wrong. Of course intent should factor into this. Of course intent of what they were doing is different than the intent of racist. But I'd have to say, and John Hamm is one of the people involved in this, apparently, that when you're using this, when you're doing this, societally, we've kind of ruled out. I don't care what Tina Fey said back then or now. Certain things have been ruled out that you just cannot engage in using them. They just don't work. They're not allowed. So 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push #1210. And I have to admit, bias here, I don't like Tina Fey. I think Tina Fey is overrated. I've never liked this whole thing.
I love Tina Fey.
And you know what? Maybe Tina Fey now, the thing, look, she looked like Sarah Palin, the whole thing, but she played along. She used this forever. Sarah Palin, stupid. Sarah Palin didn't just say, I see Russia from my house and all that stuff out of no context. And Tina Fey is seen as brilliant and above the stupid Sarah Palin that she was portraying. So anything that happens to Tina Fey, I think, is kind of a comeuppance for this. Yeah, I get the talent. I get the stuff that she's the darling, probably the top female comedian out there. But it comes back to Dan's point that comedy has rough edges. It does. It's mockery most times. Jim, butchering his last name, Gaffigan. Yeah, Gaffigan, as far as I know, is one of the few people whose comedy is not excessively really harmful or hurtful or really hitting at somebody, right?
Yeah.
How many comedians are funny because they're really taking a pretty pointed shot at someone?
One that comes to mind, though, is, and it's the biggest one, and it's really what spawned the humor that led to 30 Rock, and that's the Chappelle Show. And Dave Chappelle, right. He had a racial draft back in 2003, making fun and highlighting race issues.
But my point is, how many comedians can we name? I'm trying to make the point that...
Of clean comedians?
Yeah, that clean and not really hammering somebody. Gaffigan is one that
Dane
comes
Cook.
To mind.
Right. There's a handful. Yeah, Joe Sibilia.
Joe Sibilia. Yeah, the Joe Show. It's very hard to do.
It's almost impossible to do. Yeah.
Now, there are outrageous people that just Stern is one and others that are just... this idea, you know, that you can tell a joke about anything. Holocaust. Mm-hmm. I reject that. You're not going to have humor there. No, I don't see any humor there. I'm not saying I would ban it. I'm just saying... I don't find that to be funny. I can't bring myself to find it to be funny.
Yeah, and that's a personal preference, and
yeah.
I appreciate that, and I completely respect that, and I think you know, and it's not okay to enforce that belief on other people.
Exactly,
and
right.
I think that's where the line
exactly.
lies.
That's where the line does line.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.